Next game, Belgium, Japan. Not to put it too fine a point in it, I think Japan are gonna get to the round of 16 just like Mexico and drop out. Okay. Belgium basically beat England on second gear. To be fair, England were playing on second gear as well, yeah. But Belgium basically showed their second 11 have players like Wan Azai who can just do what he did and find amazing goals.
Yeah, I think that game proved is that Belgium's second 11 is better than England's second 11. And Belgium's second 11 is damn good, so...
Pretty damn good. I agree. And basically, they didn't miss Eden Hazard or Kevin De Bruyne in that game at all.
No, exactly. That was the crazy thing. Like, they're missing those two guys. They're just Lukaku up front as well. Like, they're three best players, and they're just like, yeah, we can still do this. We're still fine. We still look really good. So that's scary for everybody else, really.
Yeah, I mean, I picked Belgium to win, and I think they're good enough to beat Brazil next round if they have to. So I wouldn't even...
I think that's going to be a good... Assuming we both...
I think that's...
Second round, they'll both... That quarterfinal. You know, Brazil-Belgium, that's going to be a crazily good match if they both make it.
Yeah, and like I said, like, if they beat Brazil, they're going to be so confident in the semis against whoever they play.
And once again, semi, there's the other quarter on this side, either Uruguay, Portugal, France, Argentina. That's going to be a cracker, no matter who that is. And then, you know, between Belgium, Brazil... And one of those four, that's going to be an awesome semi-final as well.
Yeah, that's all good on this top side. And that game is, I think that game on Tuesday morning for us, Belgium, Japan, is going to be worth getting up to watch just to see what Belgium are going to do. I don't think Belgium are going to play defensive. I don't think they're going to throw the gauntlet down and go, yep, we can play. I don't think Martinez knows how to make a team defend, to be honest.
Don't think so, no. But yeah, I think you're right. Belgium will go to the tank. But that's what they've done so far. I mean,
and apparently it's quite interesting because apparently the guy who gives their team that tactical shape and helps them figure out how they should defend and things is Thierry Henry, who's the assistant coach of Belgium, because Romelu Lukaku had wrote a really great article on the Players' Tribune, or Ghost wrote a really great article on the Players' Tribune, and he was talking about how he would, because he just loves watching football and he's addicted to looking at what every team does and even follow second division. And he can, and the only person he can be a nerd football about is Thierry Henry. Like, he'd go up to him and go, oh, did you see like Red Bull Salzburg second 11 defensive formation when they did this? And he was like, of course I did. What do you think I have? And that's the sort of conversations they have.
That's awesome.
I'm quite like Belgium to go through, and I would be quite happy to see Belgium go all the way to the final and maybe win it. That'd be great. But at this stage, they're the only team in that top draw that probably have an easy game in the round of 16. And that's And then basically on Saturday, they will, if they get to beat Japan, they will have to face Brazil or Mexico in a quarterfinal. Once again, we're probably definitely going to, I don't think any of the quarterfinals in that top draw are going to be missable games. No. Now to the easier side of the bracket, we have Spain and Russia, and I told you that I think whoever wins this game could make the final.
I feel like this side, teams in there, they're playing really well together. They're not necessarily full of stars, and they're not powerhouses or anything.
Mm.
They're not first string powerhouses, but like Croatia's been playing ridiculously well. Denmark's been playing really well. Mm. Switzerland's been playing well. Like, you look at it and you're like, Spain, England at the opposite.
This is the thing. Spain didn't play badly against Portugal. They played badly in the first half against Portugal. Yeah. And then they turned it around and nearly won that game. It was literally a last minute bit of brilliance from Cristiano Ronaldo that got them the draw in that game.
Yeah, they drew that game because they took Diego Costa off, and so therefore...
I agree with you. I wouldn't have taken Diego Costa out of that game. I don't think you can ever, but I don't know what Hero was thinking. I don't think their previous coach, Led Zeppi, I can't ever pronounce his name, would have done the same. But we can see all this in hindsight. But then in their next game against Morocco, they played well enough to beat them, and Morocco played very, very well. So Spain, once again, struggled but still played well enough to win, and then they managed to get the win against Iran, and then they basically got the draw against Morocco.
Yeah, that's all they needed at that point.
Yeah, well, that group was still very close. It was they just needed to get that. They definitely needed to get that final draw to get through.
And they were lucky because, they weren't lucky in that. Portugal was lucky that Iran didn't beat them there, but then again, Spain was a bit lucky that Iran got the draw there because it wasn't lucky, but you know what I mean, it was a last minute
when
that happened, so.
basically, I think Cristiano Ronaldo, if he hadn't missed that penalty, he would be sitting pretty right now. Good. They'd get to play that game against Russia. And I would pick Portugal over Russia, like maybe 9 times out of 10. But Spain against Russia, given Spain's form and Russia's form, I'm picking more 50-50. Either team could win this game.
Definitely not a, you know, lay down Mazzia for Spain. Like, Russia's doing well enough in this competition.
I think when you're playing against the host team of a World Cup in a knockout game, it's always tough. It's not like Russia have been struggling for form. Other than their game against Uruguay, their players are playing well and they're going to be confident. I am going to say that this game will probably go to penalties. And I think Spain will just edge it out there because David De Gea will resurrect his reputation and do three saves in a row.
I think Spain will go through in normal time, but only because Diego Costa won't allow any other. Damn it. We're going through, we're beating Russia, damn it. The rest of you are just going to have to put up with it.
That's true. Diego Costa could drag Spain kicking and screaming into the next round. That is always a possibility. The game after that, we've got Croatia, Denmark. Croatia have shown they're a really, really good side. So well organized, good form, have played fantastic football this tournament so far. I mean, look, they're one of the undefeated teams. This is like, what more can you ask for? They earned their right to get to the easy side of the draw. I think they're probably more than good enough to beat Denmark. I think Denmark were a bit lucky to play their game last, and they just managed to draw with the Socceroos, and the Socceroos are not a great side, and Socceroos couldn't beat Peru.
Yeah, exactly. Denmark early on, so that, you know, that gave them the way through. But
exactly. I mean, they're lucky that the draw worked a bit in their favor. I don't think they'll continue to be lucky. I'm picking Croatia to win this in regular time, probably by 2 or more goals. That's my prediction.
I would agree with that. I mean, Denmark have been looking okay-ish defensively, so I mean, it might take a bit for Croatia to break them down, but the Croatian attacking machine is diabolical at the moment. They're going so well, and they're so well-oiled that
I'm putting
2 against Denmark, and I don't really see Denmark scoring any. So.
And ditto, the next game, Sweden-Switzerland. I don't think the tactics Sweden used to win games in the group are not going to work against Switzerland. Switzerland have seen those tactics a million times, and heck, even if they manage to get a goal or even 2, I think Switzerland makes comebacks, and they have what I think is like tournament form. They're playing well and they're just getting through, but they're not worried. They don't panic when they're behind. They just know patiently that they're going to generate chances. And eventually Shaqiri will get an assist or a goal, or somebody else in that attack will get an assist or a goal and get them through. They're persistent. Attitude, work, and tactics, good players, all these things are good. All these things are important, but that attitude and not being afraid is definitely something that helps you win tournaments. And I think Switzerland have more of that quality than any other team this tournament so far has shown.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So I'm picking Switzerland for that game.
I think it's, for me, it's going to be a bit closer than perhaps some of the other games on this side.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be an easy game. It might go to extra time, I think. An extra time victory will be what comes down to here. I could easily see this game be 1-1, 2-2 at full time and then go to 4-2 or 3-2 at extra time.
Yeah, I think that very likely outcome. Some goals, both ends, but end up all level it after the regulation, go to extra time, and Switzerland just edge it out to advance in extra time.
Yeah, and the next game, I think Colombia, England are on form. Yes, they lost to Belgium, but like we said, that's a crap between the second 11s. A lot depends on whether or not James Rodriguez will be fit for Colombia, because he makes a lot of difference to that team. Colombia are by no means a one-man team, and I don't think they're going to worry about England's defense. England's defense is something Colombia can score goals against, even without James in the side. But, you know, in order to keep the England from scoring too many, they need to have James in that midfield generating attacks and just, you know, drawing people away and keeping England from attacking as a team, which is how this England side play. They press and they have fresh talent on the wings. But if they're too busy trying to stop James, they're not going to be out in attack. They need something like that. But yeah. I wouldn't be afraid of England if I were Colombia. I think James or no, they can, it's much harder for them to win without him, but they can still win. I think Harry Kane's just been in such good form. I can't see England losing this game. I think England might even go behind. I could even see them pull off a Italia 90-esque victory where they were two goals behind to Cameroon and came back 3-0. I think England have got this one, and in regular time. It might be a close game, but it'll be a short game.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think England's got this. It's going to be a tight game. As you say, Colombia is dangerous, and there's going to be goals from both sides, I think. But they say England just, they're looking good this tournament, basically. And I don't see them, and they're not looking nervy either. They're looking confident, which is a lot to do with Harry Kane. He's really like, no, we've got this. I've got this. Why would we be nervy?
Yeah.
There's no need to. We're good. We'll just win. Which is
I think the attacking players around him are kind of picking up their form. Yeah. Hopefully the press will leave Sterling alone because he hasn't been that bad. But people like Jesse Lingard and Marcus Rashford and all these other players have been doing their bit and getting the attacks through for England. So I could definitely see them. I'm definitely picking them to go through. Yeah, play Switzerland. I don't know who would win that game, but yeah. that's for the next podcast, I guess, to look
that
at.
That is for the next podcast. I mean, yeah, I think England will go through as well. I think they'll go reasonably far tournament as long as their frontline players stay healthy and out of yellow card trouble. As long as they stay on the pitch and able to play games, I think England will do well. But
and
I think today's game,
the VAR, the hand of God shouldn't come into play this time, right?
Well, you'd think not. Who'd hard for it to come into play this time? I mean, if they could do that, that truly is the hand of God.
True.
But yes, no, I think England in regular time as well.
Well, on that note, though, how do you feel about the VAR? Yes, no, needs tweaking, but overall good. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I haven't really seen any, I haven't had any great problems with it. It's generally got it right. I think the problem is always how to use it, and there's no right way. Yeah. I think rugby shows why overuse of it is bad. Like, just about every try they got, especially, and rugby league probably worse.
It's
like every try.
Rugby shows why overuse of it is bad and underuse of it is bad.
Yeah.
Like, so, but they have the problem in both ends in rugby. Yeah. I don't think they've been overusing it in football, and I like the fact that the ref can call it, or a official can go into his ear and say, hey, look, you may want to look at this. Not a you should look at this. It's a you may want to look at this, or look, or look, there was a clear this. Why don't you check it out? And he actually goes and looks at it.
Yeah, I like that as well, that there's a team back, a ref's back, looking, you know, watching the game, looking at all the angles, and if there's something there, they'd be like, they can have a look, and then be go back and say, yeah, you might want to have a look at it. Or if there's nothing there, they'd be like, yeah, don't worry about it, it's fine. Yeah. So at least the ref knows, like, if they've said, hey, you want to look at this, he knows there's something to look at, and whilst, you know, something happens and the players are all yelling and screaming.
And every time somebody's called a VAR, like, it's not like they're... Pretty much most of the times they've been told to come and have a look at the replay. They have gone in and went, yep, actually, I'm going to change my decision.
Yeah. It's been a couple not, but then they've been clearly where it's not. I think, was it morning yesterday? There was the handball that wasn't a handball, which it wasn't. Because there was one that got headed down onto someone. The defender headed it down onto his own arm.
That was Mascherino, and he headed it on back down to his own arm. And I feel like that's a bit of an Argentine bias coming through on your end, because I thought that was a blatant handball. And a good call by the ref to call the penalty there.
No, he didn't call the penalty for that one. He called the penalty for the blatantly not, for the lightest of touches. But no, he didn't call the handball because it wasn't hand-hitting ball. That was ball-hitting hand because he headed it down. They don't call handballs for that, basically, the way it was. He didn't move his hand in any way, shape, or form towards the ball. The hand was heading towards... He'd jumped up, and then he was coming down. The hand was coming to the body. So he was getting his hand out of the way. It happened to hit his hand. That just happens. And so, but he'd given the penalty earlier for what I feel, and this might be my Argentine bias, it's actually my English bias, but for the lightest of contacts in the box, where there was a little bit of shirt tugging, a little bit of argy-bargy, but nothing really. But compare that to, say, earlier, like when Harry Kane got rugby tackled to the ground, and that was twice, and that wasn't penalties, you know.
I quite like the VAR, just because look at that decision with Neymar, where he blatantly dived for a penalty, and it got overturned.
Yeah. No, that was a good use of it. But say,
I feel like VAR might be the thing that reduces diving in the end.
Yeah. But yeah, it's got to be something to reduce it. I mean, it's reasonably good in the EPL, last few years. They've managed to stamp out of it reasonably okay. But it tends to mean that it needs to be a very, very clear foul for them to be given the penalties, which seems a bit harsh sometimes because there's some pretty robust things going on and they wave it away because, you know, it's sort of almost ish and they're like, it's not clear enough.
Yeah.
And it feels like they're doing it to try and...
Whereas I think if you get a replay, you're more likely to back yourself and go, yep, that was a dive.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess that's all we have time for.
Yeah.
Thank you very much and see you next time.
See you next time.